Amen. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 64. The Lord is a craftsman. The Word of God tells us that the Lord is as a potter at his wheel. Unthinkable design, unimaginable skill, unbelievable precision, unfathomable artistry. When the Lord puts his hands to something, the results are simply astounding. When the Lord gets his hands on a life, the results are astounding. Each one of us here tonight is a work of art. Jeremiah 29:11, we know it well, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. You know, the Lord knows the plans he has for us, the purpose, the use, the function, the placement. But first things first, he has to get his hands on us. He knows where he wants us. He has a plan. He has a design. I know the plans I have for you. I know the purpose I have for you. But first things first, God has to get his hands on you, and he has to get his hands on me. Begin to work, and this process can unfold in our lives. We understand that the Lord is looking for surrendered clay. Now, if clay could walk and clay could talk, it might be that the clay acknowledges the fact that it is clay and that without the potter it has no purpose. It is, however, a very different thing when this walking, talking clay wholeheartedly falls into the hands of the great potter. I don't know any potters in the natural chasing lumps of clay around their shop, trying desperately to get their hands on that lump of clay. This isn't a catch me if you can, O Lord, game. The Lord will work on you and he will work with you if you will fall into his hands. It's an incredible promise. It's really an unthinkable reality that we can be shaped and formed by the great potter. What a privilege. What great blessing. Clay knows its persona, clay knows its purpose, clay knows it needs the potter, and clay knows it needs his process. Isaiah 64, verse 8, it says, "But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are potter, and all we are the work of your hand." The voice reads, "We are just clay. And you are the potter. We are the product of your creative action, shaped and formed into something of worth." I want to say something tonight. Our progress is linked to the process. Our purpose is dependent on the process. Our performance is determined by the process. It all rides on the process, all on his process. The potter's way of doing things. It's incredible when God gets his hands on a life. You know, the potter does not mess up, but sometimes he's got his work cut out for him. He's there at the wheel, working with wiggly clay. slippery clay, clay that is talking to him and questioning his skill, questioning his design. And you know what some need to do, and I say this ever so gently? Hush up. Be still and know that he is God. Isaiah 45, verse 9. Imagine the clay saying to the potter, "What do you think you're doing? Or you don't have the hands for this." Romans chapter 9, verses 20 and 21. Who are you, a mere human, to argue with God? If God takes the time to shape us from the dust, is it right to point a finger at him and ask, "Why have you made me this way?" Doesn't the potter have the right to shape the clay in any way he chooses? Can he make one lump into an elegant vase and another into a common jug? Absolutely. Again, our progress is linked to the process. Our purpose is dependent on the process, and our performance is determined by the process. We all need the potter's process. We can't do without it. We shouldn't do without it. No cut corners. We need the Lord to do as he sees fit. All that he determines is necessary. As tonight, have you fallen wholeheartedly into the hands of the Lord? Have we fallen wholeheartedly into the potter's hands? Now, nobody likes a rushed job, a half-hearted design, a product that is simply good enough. Not one of us. God will never compromise on his craftsmanship. God will never cut corners. God is never half-hearted. If we will wholeheartedly fall into the hands of God, we can rest assured that the results will be astonishing. Things are going to look much different. We're going to look much different. Now, true purpose. True expression. You know, his wheel knows how to get things done. His hands know exactly the right pressure at the right time, at the right spot. He doesn't come to strangle, or we would collapse. He comes with gentle hands, yet firm and precise. His process is perfect. The processing of the Lord does not have a fixed number, a fixed time like the bake time on a frozen dinner. It's not always the same. It's not the same for all people. It's unique. Each design is unique. This isn't a cookie cutter process. How many are thankful for that? God is working with the individual. He's working with the corporate, but he's working with you, and he's working with me, and he's taking the time at the wheel. Giving you great attention. Pouring his creativity into you. God takes his time, whatever that means, and thank him that he does. Isaiah 64, verse 8, "But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you our potter, and all we are the work of your hand." The voice, "We are just clay and you are the potter. We are the product of your creative action, shaped and formed into something of worth." And that's what the Lord is saying to you tonight. You are the product of my creative action, shaped and formed into something of worth. If you came in here struggling with self-worth, to realize your worth in the eyes of God. He takes the time to pour his creative energy into you, to pour his love into you, his faithfulness into you. I want to ask tonight, are we struggling with the process? Are we struggling in the process? Are we running around the shop? Catch me if you can, oh Lord. Have we a bad case of the wiggles? Are we slippery? There may be some here tonight that haven't even accepted the fact that they are clay and nothing more, and that they are in desperate need of the potter, that without the potter and his shop and his wheel and his design and his process, they are lifeless. What of true purpose? Will we choose to be the product of the Lord's creative action? Will you choose to be the product of God's creative action? Will we let him shape and form us into something of worth? The truth, there's nothing greater. Falling wholeheartedly into the hands of our great Lord, knowing that he's going to perfect his design. The story is told of a couple who went to England to celebrate their 25th wedding anniversary and shopped at a beautiful antique store. They both liked antiques and pottery, and especially teacups. And so, spotting an exceptional cup, they asked, "May we see that? We've never seen a cup quite so beautiful." As the lady handed it to them, suddenly the teacup spoke. "You don't understand," it said. "I've not always been a teacup. There was a time when I was just a lump of red clay. My master took me and rolled me, pounded and patted me over and over, and I yelled out, 'Don't do that. I don't like it. Let me alone.' But he only smiled and gently said, 'Not yet.' Then wham, I was placed on a spinning wheel, and suddenly I was spun around and around and around. 'Stop it. I'm getting so dizzy. I'm going to be sick,' I screamed. But the master only nodded and said quietly, 'Not yet.' He spun me and poked me and prodded and bent me out of shape to suit himself, and then he put me in the oven. I never felt such heat. I yelled and knocked and pounded at the door, 'Help, get me out of here.' 'Not yet.' When I thought I couldn't bear it another minute, the door opened. He carefully took me out and put me on the shelf, and I began to cool. Oh, that felt so good. 'Ah, this is much better,' I thought. But after I cooled, he picked me up and he brushed me and painted me all over. The fumes were horrible. 'Oh, please stop it, stop it,' I cried. He only shook his head and said, 'Not yet.' Then suddenly he put me back into the oven. Only it was not like the first time. This time it was twice as hot. And I just knew I would suffocate. I begged, I pleaded, I screamed, I cried. I was convinced I would never make it. I was ready to give up. And just then the door opened and he took me out again and placed me on the shelf, where I cooled and waited, wondering, what's he going to do to me next? An hour later, he handed me a mirror and said, 'Look at yourself.' And I did. And I said, 'That's not me. That couldn't be me. I'm beautiful.' I'm beautiful. And quietly he spoke. I want you to remember then, he said. I know it hurt to be rolled and pounded and patted, but had I just left you alone, you'd have dried up. I know it made you dizzy to spin around on the wheel, but if I'd stopped, you would have crumbled. I know it hurt, and it was hot and disagreeable in the oven, but if I hadn't put you in there, you would have cracked. I know the fumes were bad when I brushed and painted you all over, but if I hadn't done that, you never would have hardened. You would not have had any color in your life. And if I hadn't put you back in the second oven, you wouldn't have survived for long because the hardness would not have held. Now you are a finished product. Now you are what I had in mind when I first began with you. It really is amazing that the Lord keeps working on us and doesn't let us go, even though we complain sometimes, and even though we yell and knock and pound at the oven door, and even though we pray, please stop. Not yet. I believe there are some here tonight. You need to hear that still small voice. Not yet. God is shaping something, creating something with you. And we don't want his work to cease too soon. And so we fall wholeheartedly into the potter's hands. Trust him. Just trust them. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. I pray that we hear that afresh tonight and that it sinks in. It's more than just one of those verses that is so often quoted and shared. But that we take it to heart. Our progress is linked to the process. Our purpose is dependent upon the process. Our performance is determined by the process. The truth is, our beauty is dependent on the work at the wheel. Our integrity is dependent on his work. Our strength, the color in our life, is dependent on his process. Our survival is dependent on the work at the wheel. And as he places us in the oven, and as he takes us out and lets us cool and grabs us, and paints us, and puts us back in the oven, and we don't get it. But he's saying, not yet. And one day he will hand us a mirror and say, look at yourself. We'll look at ourselves, and we'll look much different. The story read was nice. But the reality is that some do take themselves away from the potter. This is so tragic. What loss. They take their life away. They fight at the wheel and finally they pull themselves away. And they head out. Some leave before the Lord's done with them. They're not a teacup yet. Off they go. It's like, you couldn't wait, could you? You couldn't just hang on. You had to go do your thing. But those that will hear the words, not yet, and just humbly trust him. Wow, what a day when he sets us on the shelf. What a day. Let's have the worship team return tonight. We are just clay, and you are the potter. We are the product of your creative action, shaped and formed into something of worth. Thank you, Lord. Would you just thank him that he takes the time with you at the wheel? And even though sometimes you might question the process, you complain about it, bang on the oven door, he just keeps working. Keeps his eye on your life, his hands on your life. He is so gracious, so merciful, so kind, so faithful. Just thank him tonight. If you're here tonight and you're struggling in the process, fighting it, let's just take a few moments, if that's you. Would you fall wholeheartedly into the potter's hands? Just let go. If for the first time or for the thousandth time, have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. Whatever you need to do, why don't we stand?